We learn Le'ilui Nishmas, Harav Yosef Yehuda ben Harav Mordechai, David ben Benachem Lish, and Chav Yaakov ben Vinichos Elio. We are in Nedarim, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. Hamudor Hano Mechavero. You have a case where, let's say, Reuven was Mudana from Shimon. He says, Konam, I'm not getting Hano from you, Shimon, at all. And now Reuven gets sick. Vinichnas Levakro. Now Shimon comes and wants to do Bikur Cholim. So can he fulfill the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, he, Shimon, coming to visit Reuven, if he's not permitted, if Shimon's not permitted to give any hanara to Reuven? So the Mishnah says the following halacha applies. Omeid, avalo, yoshev. Shimon should come in to visit, but only stand and stay there for a short period of time, but not sit down. Now the Gemara says that we're speaking about a case or a community where people get paid to come and visit people who are sick, to take care of them, clean up the area, make them comfortable. And because they get paid, if Shimon would now come and visit Reuven free of charge, so then he's really giving Reuven hana in a very real way. And therefore, Omeid is allowed to do, because that's just the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. But if he would sit down and do so for free, that would be giving Reuven hana. And some all know that the Mishnah could be understood even in communities where you don't get schar for sitting down. So if that's the case, if all Shimon's coming to do is to do mitzvah, mitzvah's lav lehanos nitnu, this should not be a problem. Why can't he visit Reuven? So it's still omeid avolo yoshev. He can stand but not sit, because we're afraid he may stay there for too long. Now, staying there for too long, sometimes if a person's a chola, so it's certainly not giving the chola hana. If anything, it's annoying. You want the guy to leave already, you want to fall asleep. But there are times where the person fulfilled mitzvah bikur cholim, he davened for the person, he cleaned up the area, took care of whatever the person needs, and now he's just sitting there and schmoozing. That may be considered over and above bikur cholim, no longer a mitzvah and just hana, and therefore we should avoid yoshev, because it may lead to that point. If you're omeid, you're standing, and you stay for a short time, we'll know that it's exclusively the mitzvah of bikur cholim. Umara pehu refuas nefesh avalo refuas mamon. What else? We say that Shimon is permitted to assist in the refuas haguf of Reuven, because that's a mitzvah. A person is obligated to help cure someone who is sick. Where do we learn that from? In fact, we learn that from Pasuk and Parashas Ki Tse, v'hashevo solo. And that comes to teach us that the mitzvah of hashavas aved applies lo, hashevo solo, to return the person to himself, to get him back to normal, to the way he normally is. And that's true even if there's another doctor, let's say, who's there, someone else who can help. Shimon is allowed to heal Reuven, because not everyone is zochet to be a misrape from every doctor, from every healer, and maybe Shimon can do the better job. So therefore, he has the right to do refuas hanefesh, but not refuas mamon. What's refuas mamon? In what way would Shimon be healing Reuven's mamon, property, money? So the answer, the Gemara says, his animal. If, let's say, Reuven's animal is sick, Shimon is not permitted to heal it. That would be considered giving Reuven hana. Virochetzimo bambati gedolavalo biktana. They are permitted to wash themselves. Yeah, in those days, they had big bathhouses. So a very large bath. They can rinse themselves, they can wash themselves in the same one, but not in a small one. What are we afraid of? So we're afraid that the water, Reuven's going to end up splashing some water over onto Shimon, and Shimon has a little bit of soap, he needs it washed off. Reuven, by being very close to him, because it's such a small bath, is going to end up pushing some of the water, and in that way, giving hana to Reuven. Then the Mishnah says, v'yashini abo mimita, they're permitted Reuven is able to sleep in the same bed as Shimon, as long as the bed doesn't belong to Shimon. But being in the same bed is not a problem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, it depends. Bimo sachama, then that's okay. Shimon and Reuven can be in the same bed, and that's not considered giving hana to Reuven. If anything, it makes it worse. It's more uncomfortable because it's so hot. Avalo bimo hagasham imneishu mahanho. But because he may be warming him in the winter months, they should not be in the same bed. Umeisevimo alamita, but they're allowed to sit together on the same bed even in the winter months, because they're not sleeping, they're not under the covers, they're not, that's not a problem. The shilas in general about sharing two men sharing a bed, sharing a blanket, that's not discussed here. But nonetheless, regarding the neder, at least, may say they can sit on the same bed, the same couch, and that's not a problem. We're not afraid that they may end up in the Yemos HaGeshamim in the winter falling asleep. They're allowed to eat together at the same table. We're not afraid that maybe Reuven will end up eating some of Shimon's food. But Shimon is not allowed to eat with Reuven if they're eating from the same plate. If it's a plate that everyone's eating from, we're afraid that maybe what will Shimon do? He'll end up leaving the better portion for Reuven, and that way he's giving him hana. Just one interesting point before we move on is that the Rishonim raised the question, and the Rashba says in our sugya on Memalfa Mebeis, why should this halacha be different? Then why do we allow them to eat together at the same table? We don't allow that for milk and meat. One person's eating dairy, one's eating meat. So we tell them they can't eat at the same table unless they make some type of heker. They either put a cloth there or something like that to remind them not to eat from one another. So why are we afraid when it comes to milchiks and fleishiks, and we're not afraid when it comes to the case of an eder when we allow them to eat at the same table without any sign, any signal, any simon heker at all? So the Rashba says, maybe it's because people are much more nervous about violating a neder. And because of that, we don't have to be, we don't need to be so cautious. But when it comes to meat and dairy, there we have to be a little bit more cautious, and therefore they shouldn't be at the same table unless it's some type of heker reminder at the table. The Rush, quoted by the Tosfos Yontif, has another answer. And he says, you know, the whole issue of eating at the same table with milk and meat or food that's usser only applies to people who are friendly, like a non-Jew sitting at the table eating treif and a Jew sitting. They can sit at the same table. They're not going to eat one from another. So they're because they're not friendly with one another. That concern doesn't exist, as opposed to where someone's eating pizza, someone is eating a turkey sandwich. So then if they're good friends, we're afraid that maybe they'll share food. So that's true for milk and meat. But in the case of a neder, if someone took a neder from someone, a konum, you can get hana. They're obviously not friendly. We're not afraid they're going to be sharing food, and therefore the concern does not exist here. So then the Mishnah says, aval ochel hu imo min hatamchoy hachozer. So what this means is we said they should not be sharing a plate because we're afraid that that Shimon may leave the better portion for Reuven. But if it's a tamchoy hachozer, which the Gemara explains is min hatamchoy hachozer lebala bayis, it's a plate that goes back to the bala bayis, to the owner of the house. What does that mean? The plate has so much food on it that after everybody has enough to satisfy themselves, there's still leftover to go back for the plate to go around the table to go back to bala bayis with still leftover. If that's the case, if it's a tamchoy hachozer with so much food, it's going to go back to bala bayis, then we're not afraid Shimon and Reuven are permitted then to eat from the same tamchoy. Why? Because there's plenty of food. There's no concern that Shimon is going to leave a better portion for Reuven because there's more than enough food. Lo yo'achavimo mino evushel ifnei ha'polim, another halacha. Shimon should not be eating together with Reuven from the avus. Really means a trough, but it means like a bowl that they had for in front of the workers. They worked together. And the pollen would have, there would be food in this bowl, and they shouldn't, and all the pollen, all the workers would eat together from that they should not do, because we're afraid, once again, that let's say Reuven eats, Shimon eats just a little bit, he'll end up leaving over extra food for Reuven, and that's giving him anah. V'lo yasa imo ba'uman. They're not permitted. Last name of Uman. Uman just means craftsmanship. So what does it mean? It means that they should not work together, as the Gemara explains, in the same row, the same telem, the same furrow. So if they're hoeing, they're shoveling, Shimon and Reuven should not be working in the same furrow, the same row. Why? Because Shimon may end up softening the ground and helping Reuven in his avoda, and that way giving him anah. Some say it means v'lo yas imo b'uman, means they shouldn't be harvesting in the same row because he's making it, where Shimon may be clearing the way for the Avodah. He clears out, and now it's a little bit easier for Reuven to walk. Also, that according to some Rishonim, that's what it means, that, and that's what's not allowed. Divrei Rabbi Meir, who says that you're not allowed to do this work, Be'uman, even at a distance. Richuk Makom, because you're afraid you're going to do it very, very close, where it's very obvious you're going to give Hanah. V'achachamim Omrim, no. Oseh hu barachok mimenu. We don't make a gzera rachok mishum karov. If they're far away from the other, then they can work in the same row, the same furrow, and we're not worried about that at all. Perek Dalet Mishnah Hey, the Torah speaks about the mitzvah of Shemitah, and we know that the peros of the seventh year of Shvias are hefker. Everyone's allowed to enter someone's field, vineyard, and take the fruit. Our Mishnah is coming to teach us the halacha of a mudar hana from his friend in the Shemitah year. Hamudar hana mechavir lifnei shviyas. So here, let's say Shimon made an eder, was madir Reuven not to get hana from him before the Shemitah year. This is all before Shemitah started. Lo yored lesoch sadehu. So Reuven is not permitted to enter even during the Shemitah year, to enter Shimon's field. Obviously, before the Shemitah year, he can't go in. That's obvious. But even during the Shemitah year, it's not allowed. Why? I thought all the Paris are Hefkara. The answer is because Drisas HaRegel is usher in his Rishus. You remember the first Mishnah in this Perek, where he spoke about if you mudar hana, not only can you have his food, but you can walk in his Rishus. That's Drisas HaRegel, trampling. So Reuven can't even walk into his backyard, so therefore he can't eat his fruit, lo yor lesoch sadehu, because he can't get in. And ve'eno ochel min hanotos, nor is Reuven permitted to eat from the peros that are overhanging outside of Shimon's field, even during the Shemitah year. Why? Because Adam oser davar shebershuso afilu lichshe yetze merushuso. Because when a person says something oser is prohibited to someone, even when it's his, even though it's his in his rishus, the assumption is that he has in mind that it should be oser even when it is outside of his rishus. Uvashviyis. But let's say Shimon made this neder that Reuven can't get out of him, and he made that neder in the shviyis year, in the Shemitah year itself. Now, it's true, Reuven is not permitted to enter the field of Shimon in order to eat the peros. Why is that true? Aren't they hefker? Because we're afraid you're going to hang out there a little bit longer for other purposes, not for the eating of the peros. And they'll get hana from that drisas haregel, which is not allowed. The Torah is only mafkir the karka for the purposes of the tzorech of eating the peros, but not to hang out there to do anything else there. So that's why eino yorid lesoch sadehu. Valochel humana notos. But Reuven is permitted to eat from the peros that are overhanging the field, outside of Shimon's field. Why? Because since the neder only was made, Shimon made the neder in the Shemitah year, and the peros shviyas are hefker, and they're not in his rishus, he has no right, then there is no control over them in order to prohibit them on Reuven. And therefore Reuven is allowed to have the overhanging peros, just not walk into his property to eat them. Nadar he menu machal lifnei shviyas. Let's say Reuven made a neder before the Shemitah year that is not going to get hana from Shimon, but machal, meaning the first case was where it was mudar hana. Now it's mudar machal. So mudar hana includes drisas haregel, can't walk in his property. But machal is only about food. So then yorid lesoch sadehu. Then Reuven's allowed to enter the field of Shimon. Why? Because the mudar machal is mutar and drisas haregel. But he's not allowed to eat from the peros of Shimon. That's before the Shemitah year. But he can't even eat the peros during the Shemitah year, as we explained before. That once it is, that's what we meant. Adam oser davar shebershuso afiluch sheyetze merushuso, which means that since the neder took effect, and this explains the ratio as well, since the neder took effect before the Shemitah year, the assumption is that that now extends into the Shemitah year as well, almost like havla, right? So it's swallowed up. You took a neder, and the neder was chal before the Shemitah year. It takes effect during the Shemitah year itself. Baruvashviyas, now we can do both. the Shemitah year, if Reuven took the neder in the Shemitah year, that Shimon can't get any not hana. He's not allowed to have any food of his yored ve'ochel. Then Reuven is allowed to not only enter Shimon's field, but he's allowed to eat the peros inside, because we know the peros are hefker, and this neder was only chal in the Shemitah year, and therefore the neder is not going to take effect because those fruits are hefker.